This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In the UK, there are plans to push the country's minimum wage above 60% of median pay for workers aged 25 and over. South Korea has increased the national minimum almost 30% since 2017 to $7.20 per hour, or two-thirds of median pay. Hungary went to 56% of median pay in 2002. Increases in the U.S. and 138 minimum wage changes between 1979 and 2016 vary between 37 and 59% of the median pay, with no discernible negative impact. Over 400 former federal prosecutors, many of whom worked for the Department of Justice under Democratic and Republican administrations, signed a letter circulated by Project Democracy, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization, that they believed President Trump would have been charged with obstruction if he was not in the White House. The General Social Survey in the U.S. found that 36% of dog-only owners said they were very happy, but only 18% of cat-only owners said the same. 32% with no pets and 28% of dog and cat owners said they were very happy. The United Nations, in a 1,500-page report approved by representatives of the U.S. and 131 other countries, says that humans are shrinking biodiversity and pose a threat to as many as 1 million plants and animals becoming extinct. Brunei has backed down after global protests and now says it will not execute by stoning people convicted of adultery or gay sex. The National Urban League, in its State of Black America report, condemned Russian efforts to suppress the black vote in 2016, but also said they could not be disentangled from other efforts to suppress the black vote. One proposal to change and force accountability from big tech companies would be progressive ad revenue tax. Google is unveiling a tool that will allow users more information about what cookies are tracking them and offer options to fend them off. Mexico has now been able to reduce the level of stolen fuel from 56,000 barrels a day in 2018 to only 4,000 barrels a day now. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.